USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House of Representatives will be voting today on articles of impeachment against President Trump, who's been accused of abuse of power and obstructing Congress by the Democratic-controlled House. House Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Adam Schiff says he doesn't relish the idea of impeachment, but claims
going forward, what we do today and what the Senate does will determine whether a corrupt president in the future can be removed from office.
If the two articles pass in the House as they're expected to, the next step would be a Senate trial next month. A few hours after the U.S. House votes on impeachment today, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will be headlining what the White House is billing as a Merry Christmas campaign rally tonight in Battle Creek, Michigan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
An Australian teenager and a New Zealand tour guide are the two people presumed dead but whose bodies have still not been found. After the recent volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island, eight people died. Six of the bodies have been recovered. The New Zealand Deputy Commissioner Mike Clemens says they'll be looking in the waters near that island.
It is the considered view of the experts that both Winona and Hayden are in the sea.
A secret federal court blasting the FBI over its handling of wiretap applications for an ex-Trump campaign advisor. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court says the FBI misled the court about the facts behind the wiretapping of former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. FISA is now ordering the Bureau to propose changes in how investigators get permission for future surveillance. A new cigarette could help smokers cut back, the FDA approving one that has 95% less nicotine than normal smokes. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is blasting the FBI and ordering the Bureau to fix problems uncovered by an inspector general. The secret federal court said the FBI misled it about facts behind the wiretapping of a former Trump campaign advisor. The FISA court is now ordering the Bureau to propose changes to the way investigators get permission for future surveillance and to submit them to the court by the 10th of January. The inspector general said there were missteps in the process, but did not find any evidence that the investigation into Russia contacts with the Trump campaign was politically motivated. A new report claims it will be 257 years before women around the globe will be able to get equal pay. The World Economic Forum yesterday publishing its Global Gender Gap Report. It measured the gender gap in 153 countries when it comes to economics, politics, health, and education, calculating that at the current rate of change, women will achieve equal pay in the year 2277. It also ranked all 153 countries on their gender equality and found that Iceland was the most gender equal country as of now. The U.S. ranks at number 53. On the bottom of the gender equality list is Yemen. And if you're heading to France soon, don't expect to visit the Eiffel Tower. It's shut down because of a workers' strike. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.